Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had a great worship gathering yesterday, and I always enjoy gathering with God's people here at Deer Run. And if you're looking for a church home, if you're in the area visiting, we would love to say welcome home. And come see us. If you're connected somewhere else, stay connected and serve our Lord in the kingdom. So we talked yesterday about a road of change. Looked at the story of Saul on the road to Damascus and the incredible change that God performs and that transpires in his life as he becomes the Apostle Paul, the one sent out by Jesus. And each weekday morning, we're going to take a look at some aspect of that change that took place in his life that ought to take place in our life. So we're going to begin with this road of conviction. The road of change requires conviction. Now, we use that word in a variety of ways. We talk about a conviction, a declaration by a court that officially declares a person guilty. We talk about conviction as this firmly held belief in the heart of it. You may catch a glimpse of the word convince, whether it's a guilty conviction or a firmly held belief. There's a convincing that has taken place to either the judge or the jury or to yourself that something is true, something is factual, something is solid. And for us to change, there has to be a convincing that we need to change. Saul was convicted by Jesus himself. As the voice calls out from heaven, "Why are you persecuting me?" Now, if someone were to ask you why you were persecuting them, you may or not be convicted that you need to change. But when you examine Paul's circumstance, he thought he was doing God a favor. He wasn't trying to reject God or rebel against God, or he was actually trying to please God. He just didn't know how to do it. He had not been convinced that Jesus was really the Messiah, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. And as a God-fearing Jewish man, it was his responsibility in his mind to protect his beliefs, his convictions, if you will. And he needed convinced that he's wrong. You look today, I want us to consider 1 Thessalonians 1, verses 4 and 5. And Paul writes, this same Paul that was Saul says, "For we know, brothers loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction." I believe both kinds of conviction. With a deeply held belief that it was true, but with a deeply deep proclamation that we were guilty. But there was hope. And when we gaze into God's Word, the God's Spirit convicts us, proclaims us guilty, but not in a way that leaves us hopeless. I suspect for a person going through a trial to hear a jury or a judge pronounce guilt has to be a rather hopeless feeling. But God pronounces guilt. His Spirit convicts us, convinces us of our guilt, not in order to demean us or to punish us, but to show us the need for change, the need for repentance, the need to turn in our mind so that our mind directs us in a different direction, in a different way. And so we live with a conviction, a convincing that Jesus is indeed the Christ, that God's Word is true, and we ought to live by it in order to please and honor Him. Just as the Jewish nation, the Jewish people, were not made right with God by their obedience to the law. In fact, the Bible says that was impossible because they couldn't do it. We're not made right with God by our obedience to God's Word. We're made right with God by the blood of Jesus. But God's Spirit and His Word ought to convict us, convince us that we need to live differently. As one cleansed, we ought to want to stay clean. We ought to want to please the one who cleansed us. I think of the 10 lepers that Jesus sent on their way to go and show themselves to the priest as what the law required. And as they went, they were healed. And one, a Samaritan, a foreigner, came back thankful, expressing gratitude to the one who had cleansed him. And I often wondered, still do, why not the others? Were they so caught up in the legalistic presenting themselves to the priest that they felt they couldn't go back and express gratitude? Were they confused? Were they just so relieved? The Bible doesn't tell us. But I want to live like the one, with my life, expressing gratitude through my obedience to the God who cleansed me. And to live with this conviction by God's Spirit, that change was necessary in my life, is necessary in your life. And together, we grow in reflecting the goodness of our God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love calls us to change. You find us in our sin, in need of being cleansed. And you call us to yourself. Your Word and Spirit convicts us that we have sinned. It pronounces that judgment, that guilty verdict. And then it shares the good news of change. The good news of having our record wiped clean. And God, today, as we spend time with you, as we gaze into your word, convince us of anything that we've held on to that would be sinful, that would not be beneficial to us or to the kingdom. Convince us of those attitudes of our mind that we've yet to allow your spirit to transform. Convince us of those things that are true and right that we have held on to. Convince us of your power to change not only us, but even to change those that we may have given up on. And God, today, may this road of conviction be a good road, a road that leads us to you, a road that calls us into your service. And Father, in the midst of being convinced that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, your Son, may we lift him up in all things so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.